News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Okay, you can buy or lease a car, but John Matarese over at News 5 Cleveland with me this morning says, Bill, there's a third way. I guess you could rent one, but this is also a car subscription, John?
Yeah, it's really fascinating, Bill. It's called car subscriptions, and some people say this is going to be the future. They say this is going to have... be how a lot of people in Northeast Ohio and everywhere else get cars in 10 years or so. You know what happens is, Bill, you get tired of your car after a while.
Sure.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a car 2-3 years.
Yeah.
You might have a 4-5 year loan on it, and you're like, wow, I'm still driving this thing. Well, with a car subscription, what you do is you pay a monthly fee. It's sort of like a lease. But instead of a lease, you get to have a different car every couple of months. So you can get a different car every season. You just bring it back and get a different one. So let's say, you know, you want for those you know, Cleveland winters, obviously, mm-hmm. you want an SUV, something with four-wheel drive. Well, then what happens is, you know, in the spring, you want a pickup truck. So you can get mulch and dirt and, you know, and things for the yard. So you want a pickup truck for a couple of months. Then you go, you know what, I don't need a pickup truck in the summer. I'd like a convertible. And for the summer, you can be driving yourself a nice convertible and then go back to the SUV in November. And it's fascinating how this works. But this is how these new subscription services are working. A few dealers are offering them. Also, a few manufacturers are offering them. Volvo, Cadillac, there's a few that are starting to offer these. The only downside, Bill, it's not cheap.
Yeah. The price is up a little bit more, huh?
Yeah, they're charging about $900 a month. And before you freak out saying, I could never pay $900 a month, you have to realize what it includes. It actually includes everything, including your auto insurance, because you can't use your regular auto insurance. You know, you can't use Geico.
It's not technically your car. Okay.
Yeah, it's not technically your car. It's their car, and it's like, you know, it's like renting one at the airport.
Right.
And what happens is, you know, you can't call Progressive every month and say, I changed my car.
Right, you know? right.
So what it is you insure through them. So you're paying taxes. They take care of taxes, all the insurance on it. You don't need a car insurance policy. They take care of absolutely everything. You know, you never have to buy tires. You have to pay for an oil change. So for $900 a month, you know, you think that a lot of, you know, people buy a car and they're paying $500 or $600 a month. $900 a month is expensive, but compared to paying $500 or $600 a month, everything that includes, it's not that much more expensive.
Interesting business model. I'll tell you what, John, in some areas of this country where, you know, you don't need a car all the time, or you're right, you need different vehicles at different times, And I also think it's interesting that it's not the dealers. These are the actual, you know, the manufacturers are getting into this. This is interesting.
Some of the manufacturers are starting to do this. Ford is looking at it. They're experimenting it with in some markets. And so it's like we're basically, you get a different Ford every 2 or 3 months.
By the way, I looked up the Porsche. If you want a different Porsche, it's about $3,000 a month. That's it.
I didn't mention that one, Bill.
I thought I'd look at least while I was on with you. John Matter. Good stuff. He's posted the story over at news5cleveland.com on car subscriptions. Thanks, John.
Great talking to you.